G'day, welcome to Partakers Podcasts. Welcome also to our Christmas 2019 series, Jesus Christ, the Promised One of God, where we are hearing together some of the prayers, liturgy, and sermons of the Church through history, looking back to that first Christmas day. In some parts of the Church, they use, as part of their Christmas worship, these seven O antiphons, sung or recited. Each one addresses Jesus Christ using a messianic title drawn from prophecy in the Old Testament. Read backwards, the initials of each title in Latin form the words Ero Cras, or Tomorrow I shall be with you. These seven O antiphons are Serpentia, Adonai, Radix Jesse, Clavis David, Oriens, Rex Gentium, and lastly, Emmanuel. O Serpentia, wisdom, you came forth from the mouth of the Most High God. You fill the universe and hold all things together in a strong yet gentle manner. You came to teach us the way of truth. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 29. This also comes from the Lord Almighty, who is wonderful in plan and excellent in wisdom. O Adonai, ruler of the house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the burning bush and gave him the law on Sinai, you came to redeem us with outstretched arms. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 4 and 5. He will give justice to the poor and make fair decisions for the exploited. The earth will shake at the force of his word, and one breath from his mouth will destroy the wicked. He will wear righteousness like a belt and truth like an undergarment. O Radix Jesse, root of Jesse, who stands as an ensign to the peoples, at whom kings stand silence, and whom the Gentiles seek, you came to free us. Delay no longer. Malachi chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. You, Bethlehem Ephrathah, are too small to be included among Judah's cities. Yet from you Israel's future ruler will come for me. His origins go back to the distant past, to days long ago. That is why the Lord will abandon Israel until the time a mother has a child. Then the rest of the Lord's people will return to the people of Israel. The child will become the shepherd of his flock. He will lead them with the strength of the Lord, with the majestic name of the Lord his God. They will live in safety, because his greatness will reach the ends of the earth. This man will be their peace. And Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 5 and 6. For the time is coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous branch from King David's line, a root of Jesse. He will be a king who rules with wisdom. He will do what is just and right throughout the land, and this will be his name. The Lord is our righteousness. In that day Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. O Clavis David, key of David, and scepter of the house of Israel, who opens and no one shuts, who shuts and no one opens, you came to free from prison those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. and Isaiah chapter 22, verse 21 and 22. I will dress him in your royal robes and will give him your title and your authority, and he will be a father to the people of Jerusalem and Judah. I will give him the key to the house of David, the highest position in the royal court. When he opens doors, no one will be able to close them. When he closes doors, no one will be able to open them. O Oriens, morning star, splendor of eternal light and sun of justice, you came and illumined those seated in darkness and the shadow of death. Zechariah chapter 6, verse 12 to 13. Then say to him, this is what the Lord of armies says. Here is the man whose name is Branch. He will branch out from where he is, and he will rebuild the Lord's temple. He will rebuild the Lord's temple and receive royal honor. He will sit and rule from his throne. He will be a priest on his throne. There will be a peaceful understanding between them. And Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings, and you will go free, leaping with joy like calves let out to pasture. O Rex Gentium, King of the nations for whom they long, the cornerstone who makes of both one, you came and delivered humanity whom you made from clay. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Then the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the earth and blew the breath of life into his nostrils. The man became a living being. And Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am placing a foundation stone in Jerusalem, a firm and tested stone. It is a precious cornerstone that is safe to build on. Whoever believes need never be shaken. O Emmanuel, God with us, our King and Lawgiver, desired of the nations and their salvation, you came to save us, Lord our God. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 13 to 14. Isaiah said, listen well, you royal family of David. Isn't it enough to exhaust human patience? Must you also exhaust the patience of my God as well? All right then, the Lord himself will give you the sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Thanks for joining us here at Partakers Podcasts. You can also buy our books on Amazon or through pulptheology.com. Come back every day to hear something to encourage you in your walk as a Christian wherever you are in the world in the 21st century. See you later.